All right, we're going to call to order. We're calling the City of Dover Special General Pension Plan Board Meeting for Tuesday, June 27, 2023 at 11 a.m. Do I have the adoption to accept the agenda?
Second.
Motion carries. The first item on the agenda is the cost of living adjustment, or otherwise known as COLA. I was made aware on June 12th that a COLA was on the city's council agenda, regular council meeting, and our question is, we have a lot of questions. how did that arrive on the agenda and on the April 27th meeting at the pension board? We asked for a actuary study. The pension board never received any of that. I believe, Mr. Hugg, we have had a brief conversation about that.
There we go. I would defer to the city clerk's office in terms of how it got on the agenda. It was brought to my attention that actually I got a copy of what was alleged to be a memo from the pension board saying, you know, this topic had been recommended by the pension board to put it on the agenda. So that's where it appeared. Then you and I chatted about whether it was an appropriate time or whether, in fact, the pension board had any kind of different ideas or whatever. And so I asked that it be pulled off that agenda that evening, waiting for follow-up this meeting or follow-up meeting. But I'm not really sure who asked that it be put on the agenda initially.
Initially, we asked for an actuary study to see where we stand as what it would cost and everything first. Then we would have a discussion what would be the percentages to do for, each percentage and cost of the pension.
Correct. And that study has not been authorized or undertaken, so we don't really have any action from it.
So my recollection of the last pension board meeting was there were a lot of opinions about what the COLA should be. There was also a request to get an actuary study, but there was no direct guidance as to what the percentage was being requested. So again, I think there's more information that is needed in guiding this process before we go spend unnecessary funds.
So do we know what an actuary would cost us and who pays for that? Does it come out of pension expenditures? How do we get that ball rolling to get the actuary done?
Yes, the expense comes out of the pension plan. I think we want some more clear guidance. Again, I'm not sure where all the confusion came from, but originally there was a conversation about providing the cost for a COLA increase from anywhere from 1 to maybe 5%, which I think was presented back at the meeting. And then I believe there were 6, 10, et cetera, percentages thrown out. So I would just request that more solid information about how many different scenarios we're looking for.
Could we get a study from 3% to 10%?
1% increments from 3 to 10?
Yes.
I'm sure we can get anything you'd like. Just wanted a little bit more of a clearer direction.
So we're going in the right direction now?
What kind of time frame would that be?
That I don't know if I can give you a solid answer just off the cuff. I don't know. I wasn't involved in prior actuary studies with the retirees in particular, so I don't know how much back information we have to provide them, or if, you know, how much data gathering we have to do.
I would like to see possibly also with the pay study that's gone into effect, would that also be in the actuary study as far as the current pays of people that might be retiring in 3 to 5 years?
I can't say again that I am the expert at this because I wasn't here before when this was done. I think we're sort of mixing a few different things, but I could be incorrect in stating that. Obviously, we have an actuary that completes a study for the active employees, currently that have not yet retired, but I think those individuals are considered in the actuary for the retirees. Again, I'm not 100% familiar with all the data that has to be gathered, and I'm not sure I fully answered your question, but...
Just looking at the liability factor of the whole pension plan in the future, and hope that that would be taken into consideration, because you figure that some of the pay increases that's been in effect is going to be substantial to what's going to be drawn in the next few years.
Again, I'm sure that they're included, because we're trying to figure out what the future cost would be.
Could we get that so we can see where the pension plan stands now in the future?
Yeah, once we get the actuary study back, based on your request of 3 to 10% of a COLA increase with 1%, based on 1% increases, I can deliver it as soon as we receive it.
Which company would be used? It wouldn't be Milliman that does this, correct?
Again, so we have a current actuary, which we had a contract with, that just recently went out on an RFP. It depends on the cost of this particular study that we're asking for, as to whether we have to put it out to bid. So I'm kind of hesitant to say it's going to be one company versus another without having all the details. And so, no, I wouldn't think that it, right off the cuff, it's going to be Milliman, no.
I do have one question. If it would have to be put out on bid, apparently, I presume that's what happened with the OPEB that you just recently done?
Well, again, that contract was for a 5 to 7 year period, and we were at the end of life on that. It's suggested best practice that we put those out to bid. We're going to be awarding that hopeful July 1st of August.
So in response to that, if it's over $5,000, we have to get a bid, is that correct?
Sorry.
I believe we changed that.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Correct.
The number.
I believe it's 10.
I concur. I think it's 10. We bumped that up.
So I don't know if it would be suggested that maybe we review this back in August at our next meeting after we gather some data and get some preliminary costs.
You think we can get it by then?
Yes. Especially because we did just have our RFP out and got proposals back, and we're looking to award that in the next few months, so I should be able to use that data in some respects.
Okay, we'll see you on August 3rd with some numbers. The second thing on the agenda is review of ordinances. There are some discrepancies and some questions and some other things we'd like to discuss. Is there a motion to for the COLA actuary study?
I would motion to do the COLA actuary study based on a 3% guideline on 1% increases, and that hopefully we could have that actuary study back to us for the August 3rd meeting. This actuary study would hopefully include salary adjustments that were just recently made, in addition to, past, how do I want to say this, just the past revenues and things that we've been going through. But again, the actuary study for 3 to 10% with 1% increases, and include the salary adjustments that were just done. And have that back on August the 3rd.
Motion seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Okay, we're back to item 2 on the agenda, review of the ordinances.
One of the things that we have is, one of the concerns is the question with the chair and the vice chair, I guess, with Christina coming on, she would be vice chair.
think that that's procedural. We would need to vote on having her replace me as vice chair. But some of the other ordinance issues I think we were concerned about was there are ordinances that say prior to changes being made to the pension board should see them and review them. And we're under the impression that there have been significant changes to the pension without bringing it to our pension board at all for any review or input or advisory comments, such as recently there was the rumor of multiple people being added into the pension. Based on the letter from the city solicitor, Mr. Rodriguez, yet the pension board members seated at the time had no indication that this was being done. There's also some issues where people have either retired or come and gone, and in the past, certain instances were brought again to the pension board. Maybe, I'm not sure how they initiated, but like through the HR department, for example, when we've had to vote on certain things, again, that was brought through the pension board for review or advisory, and those are not happening any longer. So I think there's just some housekeeping, maybe with the transition of new staff. We need to do a little homework and background on assuring that the ordinances are being followed and the pension board members seated are included. Because we're looking like we don't know what's going on because we weren't included. So I'm not sure how we would address that. Maybe even a clerk's office and commission powwow, like we talk about the ordinances and how staff can help guide us through that, or we can help guide you through that. I'm not sure how we would address that, but it clearly needs to be addressed so that the ordinances are followed and the pension board members are aware of what's going on.
I don't know either. I wrote a note to myself here to sit down with the new HR director and find out kind of what the process is. you know, and then if you have some examples of sort of things that didn't go through, I'd kind of like to look at them just to maybe figure out, you know, why they weren't brought to the pension board. I mean, it might have been, I don't know what it might have been, simply overlooked or not, you know, that's not important. I don't know, but if you can give me a couple examples, and then I'll talk to Naomi, and maybe we can have her talk to one of you on the pension board.
For that particular matter, we'd like to meet, like, executively, because it does talk about individual people, and we don't necessarily need that in a public forum, so we'll set that up separately to talk about.
So I'd like to set a motion to meet executively with us, pension board, and the other board members to set up a meeting time and place to have a meeting.
I'll second that motion to meet on a review of these ordinances with specific individuals.
All in favor? Motion passes. And the third item on the agenda is discussion of expenditures. Tim, you want to start this? Okay.
Seeing that Tim doesn't want to start it, again, it was just mentioned that the pension board would have an expense of this actuary. One thing that we haven't seen as a pension advisory board is any of the expenses. Like, we don't per se get a list of what was paid out of our pension fund. If we had to pay company ABC to do a study for us, how much that cost and where it came from, or are there other expenditures? If, for example, when the group was being considered to be brought into the pension, we're told there was an actuary done for that. Who paid for that? Where did that come from? So the panel would simply like to see if there's a list of expenditures we could start seeing moving forward so that we're apprised of what is coming out of our pension fund, not just the investment side.
So based on your request, that is possible. I know we haven't had to provide that in the past, but it's information that is included in the annual comprehensive financial statement, not in detail specifically, but there is a reporting in there on the general pension plan. Are you requesting this as a monthly report?
I would say quarterly, when we meet quarterly, if we could get that.
Okay. I can put something together and we'll just tweak it as we move forward, if that's okay with the board.
I'd like to make that motion that quarterly we could receive the expenditure reports out of the pension board funding.
Motion seconded.
All agree, say aye. Motion passes. A motion for adjournment.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to accept. Say aye. Aye.